there, boys and girls. Come on in and join us for the Children's Bible Club. We'll sing and have a good story by Aunt Carolyn. Say, do you know how it feels to meet a big bully? If you do, you'll know how Hank felt in today's story. First, though, maybe you'd like to run to the phone and call your friends. Tell them that the Children's Bible Club is on the radio right now so they can listen, too. And be sure to give them the call letters of this good station. And also tell them to listen to find out about the big bully. And now, here's the choir. Thank you for that message in song choir. We do appreciate it. Another song we like to sing sometimes is Jesus Loves the Little Children, All the Children of the World. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. You know, that song is true, and it includes you. Jesus loves you. Whether you're short or tall, or fat or skinny, whether you have black hair or red, whatever your skin color is, whether you're a genius or not quite so smart, God loves you. Now, He doesn't love your sin, and you can't go to heaven with your sin, but that's where Jesus showed His love most of all. He died. He gave His life to pay for your sin. No one else could do that. The test for you is, will you receive His love? Will you turn from sin and accept His payment for your sin? Then, will you show Him your thanks and love by learning and obeying His word? It's wonderful to be a Christian and see what God can do with your life as you yield your life to His will. Think about that. And if you have questions, write me this week and let me send you some helps. Get the address after the story. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Jesus is a great creator, maker of
Hank was wary of strangers. He was a latchkey kid. His parents always worked late, and he had to go straight home after school, go inside, lock the door, and not open it to anyone. So going home wasn't very inviting. He knew the rule was for his own good, but he felt so boxed in. He was tackling his homework when a noise outside disrupted him. He hardly noticed regular noise, but this was different. It sounded near the door. Hank's heart raced. 5 big, rough guys were coming up toward his house. Bobby Jack Riley was big boss of his tough gang. They bullied kids and struck fear everywhere. Now they were coming to his house. Oh, no! Outside, Bobby Jack hollered, "Hey, Hank! Come out here! I want to tell you something!" Hank froze. "Sure you want to tell me something," he thought. "You just want to beat me up." Now, Hank was no sissy, but one fight would never end it. He'd seen them bloody up other boys. They only quit when a kid fell in a heap, and threatening more if he didn't give them money for drugs. He heard a loud bam on the door. "Hey, kid! What you doing locked inside? Can't you come out and play? Too bad. Open the door. We'll come in and play with you. You can get us some money." Hank was ready to run out the back door if they broke in, but they could catch him there, too. Just then, a rock came through the front window. "Oh, Lord," he breathed, "please help me." Bobby Jack banged on the door again. Little pig, let me come in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and ha, 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 ha. Hey, kid, don't think you're safe in there. We can get you anywhere." And he let out a raw jeer just as a big brick crashed through the window. Hank shrank against the wall. "Go away. Get away from me." "Oh, listen to our darling. He wants us to go away. Ha, ha. I'd rather stay and have some fun." All the boys hollered, "Yeah, more fun," as they hurled a brick through another window. They were going to wreck the house beside what they would do to Hank. "Oh, Lord, please help me," he cried. Suddenly, the jeering stopped. The noise quieted, and there was a scuffling and ugly words of protest outside. Hank peeked out the window. Policemen had the ruffians by the collar and were hauling them into a squad car. Neighbors were coming outside clapping with relief and joy. A big policeman came up Hank's steps and knocked on the door. Hank wondered what to do. "Hello, is anyone in there? Hello." Hank went near the door. "Yes, sir, I'm here." "Well, open the door, son, and let me in." "Well, sir, my folks say I'm not to open the door to anyone, no matter who." "Yes, sonny, but I think they'd want you to let me in after all this ruckus. I'll talk to them, and it'll be okay." Hank slowly opened the door. In stepped a big, strong policeman. He asked, "Are you all right, my boy?" Suddenly, with the trouble over, Hank felt weak inside. His legs felt like jelly. "Yes, sir, I'm all right, but I surely was scared. Thank you for coming." "Hey, that's okay. That's what I'm here for. I don't think you'll have to worry about those thugs anymore. With all their crimes, I expect the judge will see that they get locked up for a long time." "Yes, sir. I'm glad you came when you did. Boy, am I glad. You were an answer to prayer." "What? What did you say, son?" "I said you were an answer to prayer. When those rough guys threatened to break in, I didn't know what to do. I just asked the Lord to please help me. And he did. He sent you at just the right time, sir. And could you stay, please, until my mom and dad come home? Yep, sonny, I'll stay. And your parents will be mighty proud they have a boy who obeys them and resists wrong and trusts the Lord. Huh, that's a winning combination. Hank never forgot the ordeal. It reminded him of how the devil presses kids to do wrong. But Hank knew he must resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, the Bible says. Hank asked the Lord to always help him to do right. With God watching over him and a friend like Big Cop around, Hank reckoned being a latchkey kid wasn't so bad after all. And you too can call on the Lord. First, as a sinner, call on him to forgive your sin and save you. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, the Bible says. Then trust him in every need and situation. Psalms 46 says, God is a very present help in trouble. He won't let you down. Now, God bless till next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.